In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today's first lesson is from Acts of the Apostles. And the book of Acts is a great book. It's a story of how the earliest Christians came together and tried to figure out what it meant to live out Jesus' ministry after Jesus was resurrected. And it's the beginnings of our church, and it's a story that, if you were to read it today, would say is just as relevant as today as it was then. And this little story of Acts inspired me today. You see, Peter was given a special gift from God. As he was talking, the Holy Spirit came down onto his words and spread like wildfire. It was a gift that mesmerized and inspired all that heard him. And in today's sermon, I'd like to share a little story that I thought fit today's lesson. So, there once was a child who was in the playground and stumbled across a big, beautiful present. There was no card on it, and it didn't seem to have an owner anywhere nearby. There was no birthdays in the park that day, and it wasn't any special holiday. The present just seemed to be there. The present was big, very big, and beautiful, very beautiful. And it just seemed to entice him. Open me. Take a peek. And so he looked around to see if any of the other children had noticed the present or if the owner was nearby and decided to take a little peek. And the child uncarefully undid the ribbon and tipped the lid ever so slightly so that the child could peek into the very corner of the present. And just as there seemed to be just enough room to get a good look of what was inside, something amazing happened. Instead of the bright sunlight from that beautiful day pouring into the box, big, beautiful, brilliant lights flowed out of it. And with those beautiful lights came music. It was bright, it was beautiful, and loud. Fearful of anybody seeing and fearful that the missing owner would reappear suddenly, he threw back the lid and quickly looked around to see if anyone had seen him. And there were children and they were playing nearby, and he thought, you know, I better hold back for a few moments. So he went to the swing and he began to swing. And he hoped nobody would notice him or the present. He swung for a little while, his eyes fixed on that present. What in the world was in that? After some time, ensuring that nobody had seen him, nobody had seen the present, and the owner was still nowhere there, he was drawn back to it. But this time, the child boldly opened it fully. And again, music and light flowed out of the present. And the child was mesmerized by this present, enraptured by the pure joy that just seemed to explode out of it. And the child sat there for a good long time. And sure enough, people began to notice and gathered around him and delighted also in the music and the lights. Somewhere in the chaos, he heard his mother's voice in the background. It's dinner time. And he looked around at all the people staring at the box. And he looked at the present. And a twinge of greed or something else in his heart wanted him to keep the present to himself. So he grabbed the lid, took it with his whole body, and shoved it onto the present and took off for his home with present in hand. He shoved it under the bed And thankfully, nobody followed him home, and his parents didn't know anything about it. That next morning, under his bed, it was still there. He picked it up, a little crushed now, but he put it on his bed and opened it. But this time, there were no lights, no music, just an empty, slightly beat-up box. Distraught that he might have crushed it and ruined it, the child took the present back to the park and laid it exactly where it was, rewrapped it, and watched it all day long, waiting for the owner to see the wreckage or waiting for somebody else to notice the present. But it stayed there unclaimed. And right before it was time to go to dinner, he went and looked over it. Another child noticed him in the present and walked up behind him. And he inquired, the other child inquired, what's the deal with this present? What's in there? The child tried to explain how it doesn't work anymore and that it's just kind of a box now. But the other child encouraged him, go ahead, open it. Let's see what happens. And so he did. And as soon as he took the lid off the box, out poured music and light. But this time, the music sprang out of the box even louder and more beautiful than ever before. In today's lesson at Acts, we're told about a present that was given to Peter. It was much like the one the child had gotten. It was mesmerizing, beautiful, and loud. Everyone around him was touched by that gift. And I would like at this point to go back a little bit backwards in our story from today's lesson. Today's lesson kind of captures the end where he's proclaiming to all of the people and the people heard the Holy Spirit. But right before then, so you can kind of connect why I told the story that I told, right before then, Peter was given this gift of the Holy Spirit, was given the gift of spreading God's love and joy, just like that present. But Peter didn't really understand who it was supposed to go for. And Peter shared it with people like him who he knew would understand the present. And they were really mesmerized by that present as well. But the Holy Spirit has a way of not sticking to those boundaries. The Holy Spirit had a way of nagging with Peter and saying, you know, there's more to this picture than you're letting on. There's more to this story. You have other work to do. And so the Holy Spirit gave Peter some dreams. Peter, being a good Jew, followed dietary laws and always paid attention to his dreams in today's story. And then in the dream, he was really, really, really hungry. And all the things that were there to eat, and there was this big voice that said, go and eat, kill and eat. But the only thing he could see were things that he wasn't supposed to eat, according to God's laws. And so he was confused. It's like, why are you tempting me, God? I don't understand. And God was trying to say, but there's more to this picture than just following those dietary laws. There's more to it than that. He just didn't understand. So the Holy Spirit kind of said, okay, the third time. Okay, there's some people coming to your door. They are sent by me. Follow them. And at the door was a centurion and his family. And Peter followed them. Now, let me set the picture a little bit more. The centurion is a Roman soldier. Peter is a Jew. Those two groups don't mix very well. And for him to follow the Roman soldier and go to him to his home, which he did, and to realize that this Roman soldier was a special Roman soldier that the Holy Spirit had captured as well, was a big thing. Did anybody see the movie, Look Who's Coming to Dinner? Well, it was kind of that big of a thing. Two cultures coming together. Peter finally got it. The present that Peter was given was not meant for just a particular type of people. It was meant for everybody. The reason I also told this story today is because I think that we like to put things in boxes. We like to make sense of the world that way. That's why the English language has more words than any other language. If we name it, we can try to make sense of it. And we do that with everything in our lives. We do that with our spiritual life. We're like, oh, okay, here's God in my life. This is what this looks like. And we do that with our work lives. We're like, oh, this is what it means to be a teacher. This is what it looks like. And we know in our home lives, this is what a mother is. This is what this looks like. And sometimes those boxes are like on a shelf. We like to pull them off at certain times and then put them back. Do you know what I mean? Like we put them back and forward. We live in a very compartmentalized life. We pray at mealtimes. Then we're done. We go to church. Then we're done. And the Holy Spirit, and faith for that matter, is so much bigger than that box we try to put it in. It's something that if you try to capture, like that child tried to capture and put it on his own terms, it'll disappear. It's something that overflows from the other boxes into the rest of your lives. And so, I guess by today's story, we are called to look at that present that's given to us, to open it, to share it, to be mesmerized by it. Like the centurion family that extolled God in everything they did, we're asked to do that as well. And like with Peter, we're asked to seek out into places that we didn't expect for it to take us. So I ask you to think about your faith as that box, to open it, to live into that opening, so that you may hear the music and beautiful lights, more beautiful and wonderful than you ever imagined. Amen.